Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, December 19th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Silver Lining Property Restoration Addresses Fire Damage Risks Linked to Holiday Decorations and Electrical Systems. Silver Lining Property Restoration emphasizes the risks of fire damage linked to holiday decorations and electrical systems during the winter season. Cold weather damage can lead to structural, water, and fire damage, as well as electrical issues. It is crucial to seek professional help to address these issues. Winter storms can cause hidden damage, increasing the risk of fires in residential and commercial properties. Restoration experts are trained to recognize and address these potential dangers. Holiday decorations, lights, and overloaded outlets can further stress electrical systems, creating a dangerous situation. Silver Lining Property Restoration provides educational resources on holiday decoration safety and fire prevention to help property owners avoid preventable risks. For more information, visit their website. Matheson Manufacturing, Inc. highlights contract assembly capabilities for OEMs. Matheson Manufacturing, Inc., a U.S.-based contract manufacturer, highlights its contract assembly capabilities for OEMs. The company emphasizes tight tolerance manufacturing, structured project management, and consistent communication to support customers across multiple industries. By offering OEM contract assembly services under one roof, Matheson Manufacturing, Inc. helps clients streamline operations while maintaining quality and control. Projects often involve intricate electromechanical assemblies that require careful sequencing, documentation, and quality checks. The company's disciplined processes act as a safety net for OEMs managing demanding production requirements and variable supply chains. With a focus on communication, responsibility, and problem solving, Matheson Manufacturing, Inc. positions contract assembly as a strategic tool for OEMs looking to improve long-term profitability. Centrotherm International AG, changes to the supervisory board. In response to a new shareholder structure, Hans Hasso Kirsten and Dr. Jinan Jia have resigned from their positions on the supervisory board of Centrotherm International AG. The chairman, Robert M. Hartung, will remain on the board, with two new members to be appointed in January 2026. The new main shareholder, controlled by the Ardian Semiconductor Fund, will have two representatives on the board. Dr. Jinan Jia, associated with Centrotherm since 2006, and Hans Hasso Kirsten with the company since 2014, have both played crucial roles in the company's realignment. Centrotherm specializes in thermal production solutions and coating technologies, serving industries like semiconductor, microelectronics, photovoltaics, fiber, and battery production.
Rock Breaks, Numa Numa Resources, Inc., making significant strides on key projects in Bougainville. Numa Numa Resources, Inc. is making significant strides on key projects in Bougainville. The company is focused on developing mining projects in the autonomous region of Bougainville, with a strategic focus on its most prospective resources. One of their primary endeavors is the reconstruction of the Panguna mine, which was one of the world's largest copper and gold producers before being closed prematurely due to civil war. The Panguna Mine Project holds immense promise for the company, landowners, partners, and all Bougainvillians. Numa Numa is a mining and infrastructure development company headquartered in Bougainville with a focus on unlocking transformational opportunities in the region. To learn more about Numa Numa Resources, Inc., visit their newsroom at heyibn.fm/numa.
Network News Breaks, LaFleur Minerals, Inc., LFLR. OTCQB LFLRF progresses toward near-term gold production in Quebec's Abitibi Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc., a Canadian gold exploration and development company, is making progress towards the near-term restart of gold production at its Beacon Gold Mill in Quebec's Abitibi Gold Belt. The company recently launched a confirmation drilling program at its Swanson Gold Deposit in Val-d'Or. Lafleur is strategically positioned for near-term gold production with fully permitted infrastructure in a premier mining camp. The company offers critical milling services to area gold miners, promising strong margins and immediate exposure to cash flow from permitted near-term production assets. Lafleur Minerals is focused on advancing district-scale gold projects with significant potential for long-term value. Investor news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, OTQAG, UURAF, poised at center of Western rare earth supply chain strategy. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. received conditional approval for up to $36.3 million in funding from the Government of Canada to develop a rare earth processing facility in Kingston, Ontario. This investment aims to reduce Western reliance on China for rare earth processing. The funding includes up to $26 million from Natural Resources Canada and up to $10 million from FedDev Ontario. Ucore plans to establish a processing pathway for rare earth elements essential to magnet production and defense applications. The company's vision includes disrupting China's control of the North American RA supply chain through strategic partnerships and development projects in the US, Canada, and Alaska. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.